Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Kill List is a true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. Follow Kill List wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Happy Veterans Day. It's Veterans Day here in the States. Did you have a nice weekend?
I sure did. I built myself a new couch desk, so today I'm doing this from my new couch desk, everybody. Hello out there. This is a new, more relaxed me today. Hope you enjoy it.
I'm already thrilled by it. So today we are talking about The Real Housewives of Potomac. Before we get into that, we've got all our stuff on Patreon you should go check out. We have just converted to a monthly setup. So now it's just when you support all that stuff about like, oh, cap it, da-da-da-da-da. You don't have to worry. You can just support it. It's like every other Patreon that's out there now. There are a few little growing pains, so if you notice something strange with your billing, just message us on Patreon and we will tend to it, because we're not trying to mess with anyone or anything. So go check that out, and you can see our lovely faces. You can see Ronnie's brand new setup and his brand new microphone. And aside from that, you know, we got a fun week of recap, so let's dive into some Potomac, shall we?
Let's do it, buddies. Well, it's still Wendy's birthday. Good Lord. Yep. How long has it been Wendy's birthday? Jesus Christ, she's going to turn 50 by the time they stop celebrating this birthday. I don't understand this lining people up to celebrate you like this. I don't do this at all. I'm like, you want to go to Target? Maybe. Maybe I'll ask somebody to Target on my birthday. Maybe occasionally a happy hour or something. But the full-on giving speeches and like what you've done for me? No, I'm not doing that. Get the fuck out of here. I'm already buying you a present and probably your dinner. Okay, you don't get a speech. Yeah. How about Ronnie bought my dinner tonight, and here's why I love Ronnie. And then give a speech about me. Well, the fuck am I giving you a speech for? You got all the presents. You got everything for free. Wow, you were born. Congratulations.
It is funny because later in the episode, Wendy has this realization that, you know, she is enough. Like, she doesn't need all these things. She is enough. And then it's like, but also tell me all the good things about me. Because I'm like, I would say I'm 95% enough, but I need the other 5% filled in by you guys. So tell me all the great things I've done. Thanks.
Well, that was also interesting because she was like, well, you know, you guys have known me through so much. I had babies, and then I've had all these business ventures. And now I realize I don't need business ventures. I'm enough. No. What happened to your candles? I want to know. Also, what's the truth about your assistant professorship? I want to know things. No one's enough. Base yourself on work only. I'm just kidding. I don't think this couch desk is working. I was supposed to be in a better mood.
Well, we open up the cliffhanger with Stacey sitting down, Karen, and saying, should I be worried about you? The girls are saying that you need to go to rehab. Should we be concerned, Karen? And Karen's like, thank you. Thank you, Stacey, for asking me. And no, you should not be concerned. The one who should be concerned is every traffic median in the country, because you never know when I'm going to come for you. Don't speak bad about me.
I'll tell you, you should be concerned. Dear, who are trying to confuse me every time I go out on the road. I'm watching you, dear.
And Jassy's like, so rehab isn't something that you feel like you need at all?
No. People don't feel like they need rehab. They wake up there one day. Probably tied to something. Okay. No one just says, hey, you know what I think I feel I need? Rehab. No, you are dragged there by somebody. Okay. Or you're surrounded by family members with caring looks on their faces for some reason. And it turns out you've been fucking up. And then they put a sack over your head. And then you wake up next to Sandra Bullock for 28 days. Okay.
I'm pretty sure the lyrics to the song are not, they tried to make me go to rehab. And I said, okay, hold on. Let me pack an overnight bag. And you guys, what are my plans? Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Luann was on Watch What Happens Live with Stacey. They were very cute. They were an oddly cute couple. And Luann, you know, every question was, well, you know, I'm in a cabaret. I'm a cabaret star. So let me tell you a song that has something to do with this. Liza first sang it to me back when I was just a little babe. But she was on there and she's like, you know, as I sing in my song, in my show, they tried to make me go to rehab. And I say, yes, yes, yes. Because rehab's a vacation. You just sit around there. Rehab's lovely. You just have you time. I was like, I don't think that you said yes, yes, yes when they send you to rehab.
Are you sure you didn't just go to a spa?
Face and called him a pig and threatened to kill everybody, as I recall. But, you know, things are sure different when you tell them through musicals.
Yeah. So Stacey's like, and so you never told him that you wanted to go? And she's like, and Karen goes, well, let me ask you something, Karen. Karen is very open and honest about who she is and what she has going on. And Karen's like, well, that doesn't really bother me because I am an advocate for people who, if we get sick, let's help, but let's not go to fundraisers in honor of them. And okay, and by the way, Mia has been to rehab herself, by the way. I just want to drop that one right in there. And they're like, what? She's like, yes, yes, yes. She joined the she started the joint practice because she had an opioid addiction. She was so high on OxyContin that she actually went and opened up a chiropractor's office. I mean, that truly is the only thing you do when you're super high on drugs.
Look at this. First of all, Karen, this is pretty low, okay, to bring up somebody's opioid addiction. Now, Mia goes so fucking low all the fucking time. Like, she's literally in the back Googling right now all the charges so that she can read them while waving her finger around. So she kind of deserved it. But this is really low, bringing shit up like this on camera. But second of all, yeah, I don't understand what Karen is saying. Like, she was doing so much heroin, and that's why she opened a joint chiropractic, because really at the end of the day, at least it had the word joint in it and it wasn't heroin, because she couldn't find a business called heroin to open, so she just opened something called joint. And, you know, baby steps to recovery is what we call it.
You know, the thing is, this poor Mia, she got so confused. She said, could she thought she was actually going to get a joint, and said she opened a joint, and then she just sort of went with it. But, you know, that's what opioid addiction's all about.
Unfortunately, the first joint chiropractic was burnt down because Mia tried to smoke it. That was sad. Yeah, I shouldn't be saying that, should I? Well, payback's a bitch, Mia.
So Karen just stands up, because Karen just mentions opioid addiction just so casually that Karen is like, God damn it, Karen, are you kidding me? Karen's like, no, well, I'm not going to sit here and act like that should unravel me when I know my truth. Okay, I care what the final black and white is, which is funny. That is the color of the election sign I ran over on that traffic median. So, you know.
And Stacey's like, oh, I just can't believe this. What? What? Opioid addiction? What, Karen? And Karen's like, well, you know, Stacey tells us, she's like, I love Karen, but this is just too much at this point. I mean, now we're just throwing out opioid addiction. Mia may be a lot of things, but we're not going to do that. We are not going to do that.
Yes, you will. You will. Welcome, Stacey. Welcome to Bravo. Well, you know what? My court date is in 2 weeks, and I know it's hard for you as my friends, you know, to wait. And Stacey's like, well, it hurt me to hear that about you. Yes, well, you know, look who you're talking to. You're talking to a woman who is sleeping with her boyfriend while her husband is in the house with her. I mean, are you kidding me? No, I'm good. Also, opioid addiction, opioid-induced joint opening. That's happening there.
Customers were saying that they were going into the joint and Mia offered to do surgery, and she was taking out discs and then trying to inject them. Karen, that is enough, Karen. She had to go to the hospital for trying to inject herself with spinal cord discs. Karen, I've heard enough.
Mia doesn't want to protect anyone. Mia wants to elevate herself. She'll step on Jesus to stand up, and I take this personally. Payback is a motherfucker.
And so Karen is like, I love you, Karen. She's like, I love you too, baby. I love you too. It's such a long, long road of exposing heroin addiction. I need to lie down. So then Wendy's like, yeah, I feel like for my girls dealing with all this drama, but you know, I'm in a birthday bubble because it's my birthday. So happy birthday to me. Yeah, we know. So then Ashley's FaceTiming Dylan, who is like, bubbles are my favorite.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, I'm slowly getting used to being a single mom, and like, I'm going out with my friends, and I'm traveling, and I'm establishing healthy routines for my son, you know. And then we see like her son, her 3-year-old son, on top of the car, on the car roof in the garage, just flopping around. I was like, is this, what part of this is the healthy routine? You remind me. It's like, cut to him like juggling knives.
Well, you know, we have to get him used to living in the same neighborhood as Karen, so you know. What do you do when you're on top of a windshield and can't get off, you know? Color. That's what I say. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Also, I love that Ashley's like,
oh, you know, I'm just getting used to be a single mom. So I'm traveling a lot and I'm going out with my friends.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a wonderful version of single motherhood. I haven't heard of that one. You guys, I'm a single mom now. Vacation time. Yeah. Night out with the girls. Party. Single mom. Party.
So then now a bunch of the women are sitting at the pool. And Stacey's, they're talking about what they're going to be doing today. Stacey's like, so are we just getting adjustments today? I mean, because I haven't gotten an adjustment in a long time. And, you know, I'm sure they were all dying to make a joke about that. But Karen is like, well, I actually used to support me as businesses. You know, I had a joint membership. And we see flashbacks of Karen going to the opening of the joint. I still find this to be so funny. And even on this episode, the way that Mia talks about opening up like a chiropractic office is like she acts as if she's opened up an orphanage in a remote country
for every real time. It's like Oprah School for Girls in Africa. She's like, we're gonna <I know. rabbit." laughs>
every single time she's literally acting. I mean, look, it's, you know, chiropractor offices are helpful, you know, but like the joint is kind of just like one of those generic businesses that's in a strip mall, you know, and like it has its utility. I've gone several times. I
was
a joint member. I used to be a joint member, and then I was like, well, I don't need to be on this. Like, they make you like sign up for like a monthly thing. I'm like, I'm not going once a month. This is stupid. And the receptionist had bad breath, and you have to go in and talk with her. And I was like, oh, it was like getting mustard gas in your face every time. I was like, you know what? I don't think I need the joint anymore.
You need a little, you know, Mentos chiropractic, ma'am. So
yes.
Then
the point is that she's acting like she's like really saving the world by opening up like a Jamba Juice or something like that. It's like, no, like, let's just relax. It's like, it's a joint chiropractic.
So Karen, we see a flashback to 2021 when supportive Karen was getting her back cracked, and they were really cracking that thing. I mean, Jesus Christ. It was like, I was like, did somebody pour some milk over some Rice Krispies? What the fuck is going on over there? It's like three little guys with dippity doo hair just started dancing around her, you know? So that's a lot of snap, crackle, and pop in there. And then so
they actually discontinued pop. They just, now it's only snap and crackle. Did you hear about that?
What happened to pop?
He was run over by Karen. It's very sad.
But did they really discontinue pop?
No. But you set that up beautifully. Thank you.
You can't toy with me like that. I'm like, what did pop do to get canceled?
God, we're just canceling everybody. You can't even make some of the popping sound on cereal anymore.
Well, he should have been at the cereal factory, not walking on a traffic meeting in the middle of the night. It's not my fault he was there.
I'm suing him. For giving me this problem with the police. You know, it's Pop's problem that I have problems with Popo.
You can't, let me tell you one thing, you can't spell opioid without Pop, sort of.
He was high.
High as a kite on that median, wasn't my fault. In fact, I swerved to avoid him, but then I wanted to pity him instead. It wasn't my fault, it was self-defense.
Oh, gosh.
Or the vanity star.
So yeah, it's pop. Like pop, 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 and then Karen just goes, "I'm real. I'm real."
She's real.
She's real, guys.
So then Jassy comes out to join them, and she's like, this is why I come to Lake Norman, to be in a bikini by a pool. And yeah. So she goes into the pool, and they're like, oh my God, she's even hotter when she's wet.
Was the point of this that she was thinking that she was going to jump into the pool and still be kind of like above the water? Like she thought it was going to be like the shallow end, but it was actually the deep end. So she wound up going all the way underwater. Because everyone was like, oh my God. And they even used this in the trailer, I think, of someone just like plopping into the water. And we were like, oh. And I wonder if that was it. If maybe, was that what's going on?
Why was I actually didn't thing? Get it. I was just going to skip over that because they did do weird things where everybody was horrified. And maybe,
well, I was wondering if it was, like, if it was
hair like, wet the weave. It's like so hard to do your hair later or something.
Yes. I don't know. That's but, what I was thinking. But
yeah, they were all like, oh my God, she jumped in the water. And then Ashley was like,
I wanted to play da-da, 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 the Jaws music.
I was like, that's not the Jaws music, man. She's like, burr. She's playing like 76 trombones. I was like, I don't think you ever saw Jaws, maybe. But she's like, yeah, that's the Jaws music, because that was scary. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they did like, this was a moment. Okay, I'm going to, by the way, let me just say something. I have been so thrilled with the season of Potomac so far. It has been so good. This episode was a little
slow. Uh-oh, feel a slam coming.
No.
Make this was rhyme, just one of, it's at least a poetry slam.
This to me was, I was like, okay, this is one of those episodes where they need to fill it up so that way they can end it. They can end the episode. They don't have quite enough content to get to the end of the trip. So they're going to stretch
it's
everything
out. It's Monty's birthday.
And so it's her birthday. But the moment I started to realize that that's what was going on with this episode was when Jassy went into the pool. And then we had like 45 seconds of like Jaws and like the pool, like pool commentary. I was like, oh, they got nothing this episode. Okay. It's one of these episodes. Got it.
Yeah. So they start kind of rehashing different stuff from the day. Like, oh my gosh, you talks on FaceTime the most with their partner. You guys, it might be Stacy, because Stacy loves to FaceTime with her partner. And then we see clips of that where he's like, hi, hello there, friend and only friend. God, glad you're not here, because I am only having to figuratively hold you at arm's length. How's it going over there? And she's like, I just can't wait to see you. I'm so excited to stick your wait, whoa, we're not going there yet. All right, I don't know that I'm ready for that, but I should.
We don't stick anything.
He was also on Watch What Happens. He was the bartender, and he was back there just looking cute as day with a see-through you know West Hollywood rave shirt on.
Friday night. He had a see-through shirt on.
Yeah, he was wearing and it had like a pattern on it of like velvet or something. It was like black velvet and then see-through. And I was like, wow, way to dispel those rumors, sir. Really way to dispel all that. But, you know, he's really cute though. And Stacy is fucking gorgeous.
I saw her and I was like, wow, she's a knockout. But she's definitely like, you know, like, if you had never told me she had worked on QVC, I would be like, this person works on QVC. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, like, she just is, like, so telegenic and TV ready. And, like, she is just, like, she knows all her angles. She knows the camera and everything. I'm like, wow, this person knows what they're doing on the show.
Yeah, that's true. And she's also just so funny. I mean, she was really funny and really charismatic. And I think that her morning show stuff probably pays off here too, because like I guess she's a morning show person. But yeah, she was great. She was really, really funny, and she handled all the questions great. So anyway,
was done, by the way, a very good job with newbies this season. I think Stacy has been great. I think obviously we have our Bronwyn discussion, and then there's someone else. Oh, Talene on Dubai. Goodbye Dubai, BTW. We'll talk about
Dubai
next week. And there were some other newbies. I can't remember, but I just remember feeling like, okay, Bravo is doing a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stacey's great.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast from Wondery and T-Boy about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who brought them to life. Like, did you know that Super Mario, the best-selling video game character of all time, only exists because Nintendo couldn't get the rights to Popeye? Or Jack, that the idea for the McDonald's Happy Meal first came from a mom in Guatemala? From Pez dispensers to Levi's 501s to Air Jordans, discover the surprising stories of the most viral products. Plus, we guarantee that after listening, you're going to dominate your next dinner party. So follow The Best Idea Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Best Idea Yet early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. It's just the best idea yet.
In a quiet suburb, a community is shattered by the death of a beloved wife and mother. But this tragic loss of life quickly turns into something even darker. Her husband had tried to hire a hitman on the dark web to kill her. And she wasn't the only target. Because buried in the depths of the internet is the kill list, a cache of chilling documents containing names, photos, addresses, and specific instructions for people's murders. This podcast is the true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. And it turns out convincing a total stranger someone wants them dead is not easy. Follow Kill List on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Check out Exhibit C in the Wondery app for all your true crime listening.
So anyway, Jassy is... So Stacey's talking about how she's like, you know, the feelings I have for TJ, I miss him when I don't talk to him. We pray together. We talk about our future plans together. We work out together. We don't talk about things together. I just want to introduce him to Arabella one day.
And Jassy's like, that's some real feelings right there. Why? Why? Because she wants to introduce to the daughter one day? I don't know.
It's like basic entry level things you would want out of a relationship, you know, like having feelings and missing each other. That's some real shit right there. You're actually, wait a second. You guys talk about plans? That is a real relationship right there.
Yeah, just like super basic stuff. But, you know, I guess the thing that bothers me, and it's not really religion because, you know, I get it. And I think that people who are religious, of course, they would pray together at some point. But I just feel like that's just not a new dating thing to do. But I guess I've never really met anybody at church. Like, you want to pray together? What are you doing tonight? You want to pray together? No, not really. Can we go to a movie or something? Like, that's the ultimate in cheap dating. You know, you want to get together and pray? No, I can fucking do that on my own. You know, do you want to get together to poop? That's just like basic maintenance stuff. You know what I mean? I don't need you here, sir.
So then Karen is like, and you'll be divorced when? And Stacey's like, well, I really don't have an answer for that because we have not agreed on all the things we need to agree on. And, well, you know, Ashley can tell you about that, right, Ashley? What's going on with you? And Ashley's like, yes, June 11th, and I'm going into mediation. So she's not even getting divorced on June 11th. It's just that the next phase is starting on June 11th for Ashley after all these years.
Yeah. So, and Stacey's like, oh, you have a date? She goes,
oh, yeah, it's going to be done. I want to have an agreement so I can actually file for divorce one day.
Okay. So, no one's.
Ashley is the Robin. She is the Robin of divorce. Like, we spent years waiting for Robin and Juan to remarry, and they finally did it. And now we're spending years for Ashley and Michael to unmarry.
Yeah, and she does this whole thing where she's like, well,
you know, we haven't had a sit down for a very long time, but I'm so excited to start this first step of hopefully many, 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 many steps that will begin the pre-section of my divorce from Michael, who I still totally want to fuck, which you can totally tell every time I talk about him, that I'm probably still laying the guy. So can't wait.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to ask Ashley, you've got two beautiful boys. Are they meeting your dates or are they not? She's like, absolutely not. Okay. And are you going to do that after you get a divorce? Are you always going to run them by Michael? And she's like, well, similarly, if he's ever going to have a woman around, we have an agreement that I meet her first. So they're just basically talking about kids and arrangements and honestly, nothing that's like terribly fascinating.
Yeah. And, basically, Stacy's like, wow, you know, I didn't even think about that. You know, I didn't even think about that part that, you know, you have to get permission from each other to date. And Kieran is like, yeah, that's so much pressure. And Kieran's like, well, I'll just give you what I did. I wanted to make sure that I was engaged first. All right. That's what I did. And Kieran is saying, yeah, well, Kieran's old school. You know, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
married is like, you know, driving yourself instead of calling an Uber. There's just so many ways.
Very old school. Karen's basically like, you know, I'm currently in a relationship with someone who has children, and you know, and this way, like, he gets to see. She's basically saying the perks of or the benefit of meeting the kids first is that he gets to see how his kids interact with her, rather than like waiting until you get engaged to meet them and everything. And she talks about how. You know, when it comes to Greg and his kids, that their comfort and their happiness is just always, she's always going to support that. Whether it means doing a movie night or cooking or anything like that, she's just going to be like the rich auntie in the house.
So Jassy is like, well, yeah, you know, I'm in a situation where my significant other has children and it can be really tricky, you know. I mean, I would say that once you knew that engagement was right around the corner, and then we see a clip of her looking at rings with Darius. She's like, that would be a more clever time. Like, they're all trying to give Stacy advice, but they're all in wrecks of relationships. So Stacy's like, you're literally all what I'm trying to avoid, especially Jassy, which we find out as this episode goes on. I mean, Jassy, like, girl, no, no advice needed. Thank you.
This was great. Like, I was so happy to find out that Jassy has this super messy situation. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say the reason why Jassy was not a, did not get chosen to be a Real Housewife is that this background situation is so messy. And I'm going to predict that as the women grill her on it, she's going to pull away because she's going to say, like, do I want to be with an NFL player or do I want to be on this show? I'm going to choose the NFL player. That's my prediction.
I thought she was also on the show. Well, maybe it's just a rumor, but I think there's another show coming out about the Kansas City Chiefs wives, like a WAG.
Oh, yeah,
show.
There is.
And I think she's on that. So I think this is just like introducing us to her, and then she's on something else, I think.
Got it. Maybe.
So Karen's like, well, whatever leads your ultimate happiness, I say go for it. You know, with children being a priority, children are the priority, are they not, girls? I mean, I remember Raven, little tiny Ray, little Ray face looking out at me. I would just say, Ray, I was back before I knew chickens were dirty birds. I forgot what we were talking about. Children. Right. Bored with them. I'm so glad she's gone. Sorry. What was that? You're saying children are the most important thing. Children are the most important thing. Tell your children who you're fucking. That's my advice. Karen, are you okay?
I'm sorry, I may be high off of the opioid fumes coming out of Mia's room. So, speaking of which, Jacqueline emerges and she sits down and then Wendy comes out and she's really proud of her leg muscles and she's showing everyone her legs and everything. And then now finally Mia joins them and she's like, special delivery, this came for you, Wendy. Oh, is it a pile of Oxycontin, you drug addict? Karen, what was that even about?
So Wendy's like, oh, this came for me? Awesome. This is from Eddie, Carter, Cruz, and the dog Zoe.
Wait, the daughter? Didn't Cameron didn't contribute to this gift? Cameron's like, I stand in defiance of my mother.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not sending that woman shit, okay?
So Stacy's like, well, Wendy, are we going to see that body in this pool? Show me how to model. So Wendy starts like strutting around and everything. And they're like, oh, come on, whatever. And then they all start dancing. And then they all start making fun of Stacy because she's like a really stiff dancer. This is a godsend for Giselle because Giselle was for the longest time, really up until this season, the worst dancer in this crew. But now they've got Stacy. So Giselle's
Stacy at least is, you know, she's doing, I think, maybe the jitterbug. I think is what she's doing, but it's still better than Giselle. Okay.
Stacy is doing that like medieval Shakespeare in love dance where you put your hand against each other and you sort of go around in a circle with your partner. Like, yeah. Like, do, 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 do. I'm expecting her to like curtsy and then find a new partner and slowly.
Yeah, Stacey's dance will get her into heaven for sure. She's like, I don't drop it like it's hot. I don't shake that thing. I just move, you know, the way that the music tells me. I just, this, I just, you know, all the Stacey, you're just doing a sign of the cross. Oh. Still, I'm just hoping it'll get me laid. Let's be honest.
TJ and I just don't believe in dancing. He often says that John Lithgow is the real hero of Dirty Dancing. I mean, Footloose. He won't even watch Dirty Dancing.
So they're like, oh my God, please just stop, Stacey. Like, please, Stacey, just stop. It hurts to watch you, you know? So they dance a little bit. And then, of course, Wendy is sitting there clapping her ass in someone's face.
No, it was Mia.
Mia
was twerking on Kiara's face. And Kieran is like, okay, get your ass off me. I'm not over your ass because I'm choking on my own Kieran impersonation. I think I have to speak like a normal person. She's like, I'm not over your ass because I'm going to be on your ass in a minute.
So then Giselle comes.
Her version was better.
We just hear.
She said it was funnier.
We just hear birds. Birds start squawking and flying out of trees. And then all the leaves fall off of the trees. And like cats start losing all their hair. And Giselle's like, I'm back. So Giselle comes back because, guys, I left less than 24 hours because my children had an event. They graduated. It was sad. I cried. They're so big now. They're huge. Mm-hmm. And they graduated. I'm a mother who let her. I was like, oh my God, please, please stop her. Stop this monologue. I can't take anymore. Between you and Wendy with it's her birthday. Enough.
I literally still do not understand the timeline here. Like, I just refuse to accept it. Like, at this point, it's got to be like 11 a.m. or noon, or I don't know, like, based on where they go and what they do. I just, how far is it to fly from Potomac to Lake Norman? I'm going to look up right now. I'm going to look it up. It's driving me absolutely nuts. It is, okay, to drive, it's a 6-hour drive. So, flight. I don't even know how you can't get flight information. Okay, fine. I don't know. I just feel like something is up. I feel like there was like a day we didn't see personally.
Well, that's my conspiracy theory. I can't believe that they would cut it. I mean, from watching everything they're doing, they are twerking. I mean, what could they possibly have cut? So then Giselle's like, well, so was it fun? Because she sees Jassy sitting in the kitchen. Jassy's doing her makeup. Then we get the best taste of Jassy that we've had so far. She's like, so how was everything? And Jassy's like, I mean, it was fun if you weren't in it. She goes, what does that mean? She's like, baby, we've got people that are basing their business off an ex dealing drug money. And I mean, it's been a lot. She's loving it. She goes, whose business was funded by drug dealers? And she's like, Kay. And Ashley was asking about Kay's scar and if she actually had a scar, something like that. And she's like, she clearly has a visible scar. She's like, well, that's what I said. I said, do you have glasses? And then Ashley said, no, she doesn't have glasses. So that's what we know.
She's like,
she was so funny in this scene.
And she's like, well, what did you do, Jassy? She goes, well, I listened and I was like, okay. She goes, well, is this last night or is this morning? Do we need a nap? She goes, like, oh, that was breakfast. That was the breakfast conversation. She goes, oh, so is everybody mad right now? She goes, well, I wouldn't call them mad. She's like, oh, well, who should I check on right now? She's like, well, no, look, they served us food, so everything is all good. So then everyone starts to come up to everyone starts filtering up to this room, to this dining room, and saying hello, 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 and everything. And everyone's saying hi. And Giselle's like, well, clearly all hell broke loose. Everybody should be exhausted from the shade and the screaming of it all. Like, let's just have a nice day. Can we do that?
So they're like, oh, Giselle's back. Yay. And Jacqueline's like, these ladies don't know how to act when you're gone. It's like you're one of the only ones who realizes I'm a badass bitch and I'm here to stay. I'm Jacqueline. And no one's taking Jacqueline down. Am I right, girls?
No one's paying attention, Jacqueline. Okay. Yes, like this is Jacqueline is really trying to stake her claim. So now they're all like, Mia's like, okay, everyone, like, let's do shots. So they serve, she's like, serves tequila shots. She's pouring tequila shots into people's mouths and everything. She pours some vodka into Stacey. Stacey's like, do I have to swallow what TJ says? It's a sin. They're like, no, swallow. So then Mia takes this Casamigos bottle, and when we say that she inserts it into her mouth, I mean, this lady could have a side career as a sword swallower, because that thing goes deep. First of all, also, that's a communal bottle, so why are you sticking so much of it into your mouth right now?
She deep-throated the bottle, and then she swung her head back and, like, took it down her lungs? I don't know. And then she's like, yeah, ladies. And so they all start making, you know, deep throat she's jokes, like, of course. And then she's like,
that's how you keep two men, ladies.
Like, oh. So then
they're laughing because she just basically admitted that she's fucking both of those guys, you know.
At the same time, right? Giselle's like, Mia, you just solidified what we've all been thinking. So... they're like, wow. Stacey's like, that is a special skill that most women don't have. And if I wanted to gain that skill, I know TJ would not be where I'd be practicing.
Okay, so then now Wendy and Giselle are talking, and she's like, you know, yesterday I walked out on Stacey on the balcony and she was like twirling her hair while she talked to the guy. And Giselle's like, so do we know this TJ person? And she goes, what do you mean? Do you know him? You can go. Oh, they're in the car now. She's like, Google him if you want to. She goes, I'm going to. And she's like, oh, he's an actor. He's a walk-on actor. She goes, oh, an actor? She goes, yeah. Thomas Anthony Jones. So
I think she actually said like a working actor. She said he's a working actor. I think she was like, oh, very proud to brag, like, yes, he is an actor, because like there's definitely like some thirst going on with this couple. Like last week when TJ was like, did you tell them about us? You want to tell them? You want to share about me? You want to share? You want to talk? Make it a storyline. Come on. So she's like, yes, he's a working actor, everyone. Look at his IMDb. It's actually really impressive.
So they do, of course. They look that IMDb right up. And she's like, yeah, well, okay, well, this is just the back of his head. So we see the IMDb, and it's like, Days of Our Lives, Dr. Jim McGonigal. And Stacey's like, oh, yeah, he's been on so many things. NCIS, ER. At one point, she goes, he's been in so many things. ER? And then she just paused. I was like, honey, ER is... not been on the air for 20 years. Come on.
So Wendy's like, so he does like extra work? She goes, no, babe, not extra. Meanwhile, all the credits are like one episode, which, hey, that is good. That is the dream for the actor. But we're like, let's not talk about him like he is the second coming of, you know, Richard Grieco.
Work is work, you know what I mean? And so Giselle's like, so when are you going to see him if he's in LA? And she's like, well, he's going to come in this week. It's really important. He just tries to come in every other week or so to make sure that I'm okay.
He comes in so we can make sure we're not coming. So so Giselle's like, so are you guys going to have sex? She's like, no, we haven't actually had sex. And Giselle's like, damn, but who said they didn't want to have sex? What was that like? She's like, we both decided we don't want to have sex. And anytime we start to get horny, we just sit down and watch Chicken Run until the feeling passes.
I mean, it's like, she hasn't had sex because she's so stiff, okay? Have you felt around? You need to know what you're working with. What if it's like a thumb? She goes, what's like a thumb? You know, his thumb? His thumb is very much like a thumb. Just,
yeah, I do really want to on the nose.
Wait, did I just say that? God.
His thumb is very thummy. It's an on the nose. It's on the nose. Although his thumb is not usually on his actual nose. His nose is also on the nose. I would say that everything is exactly the way it should be. Elbow to elbow.
Unless I catch his nose, which turns into my thumb. Like, oh, God, your nose turns into my thumb. I'm like, your nose is a thumb right now. But then I put it back on his nose and that's not a thumb anymore.
That was our first fight. Our first fight was when I stole his nose. He accused me of doing witchcraft and said that was paganism. And I had to explain to him it was actually just a very common thing that people do. And he still said, you're a heathen. And then, you know, we got through it eventually when I said I could put him on TV.
He actually tried to have me burned, which is crazy. Yeah. And they said the new administration hasn't taken office yet.
but give it time.
Yeah. That being said, we did do particularly well on QVC when we sold some steaks that you can burn people at. You know, I was like, you know, my boyfriend tried to burn me at this steak, and it was a wonderful experience. I think we sold out of that lot. Yeah.
He said, the stakes are high. I said, no, that's probably Mia. But if she is, she's going to be on one of these steaks. So it all just kind of worked out.
And then she deep-throated the steak. It all was full circle.
Can't crucify this bitch.
That's why I got fired from QVC, because it happened live on the air and everyone was horrified.
So Giselle's like, so have you sexually assaulted him and felt around? She goes, I would like to, but, well, can you do oral? And she's like, I don't know that he's really willing to do oral. You know, this is just very difficult, but you can direct your attention to other things. The Bible, praying, yeah.
Going to the zoo.
Where did that come from? She's like,
yeah,
prayer.
I'm horny. Let's go to the zoo.
Going to the zoo. And then she couldn't think of anything else. That's it. She said, they're like, hey, that lady's at the zoo again. Is there something weird? Should we have her followed? What is she doing here again?
Who is that lady doing flash dance next to the tiger cage? So I'm just putting her in a chair. So Wendy's like, how old is he? He's in his 40s. 41, nah. And, you know, he has been waiting for a wife all this time. And Giselle just starts cracking up because she's like, oh, no.
Yeah. She does the whole, you better drive the car first thing. And Wendy's like, I'm just getting to know Stacy and I don't want to doubt it, but it's odd. It's a little, yeah, there's something fishy about this. I'm not believing it because it's not the whole religious thing because he's fucked plenty of people. She's already said that on the show. It's like he's when a man is reclaiming his virginity right when he starts dating you, there's ulterior motives, period. I'm sorry. And he still hasn't fucked her. It's been years. I mean, if it really was religious, he would say, then let's get married and then we can fuck. But this whole like, oh, it's just religious. No, you don't reclaim your virginity like that at 40. Give me a fucking break. No.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now they arrive at the joint, and I have to give a shout out to our note taker Jessica, who writes, they arrive at the joint with an exclamation point. Jessica's very excited about this, and you know what, I am too, because we are back at the joint and everyone's like, oh, well, we're at the joint. And Giselle's like, why are we going? Mia's like, well, I just want to show you guys like where I started. So they walk in to this random joint chiropractic, and Mia literally goes, I'm here. I don't know you. Of course you don't know her. Him, because you haven't owned this joint in years. Like, what are you doing walking in like this is a high school graduation? The chiropractor's like, like these people, all they know is that they got a call from Bravo that was like, hey, we want to shoot a scene from The Real Housewives of Potomac at your joint chiropractic. Is that okay? They're like, okay. I don't know why, but sure. Okay, fine.
So she's like, yeah, I don't know you. And the guy's like, well, hi. Nah, I'm Dr. Chad. She goes, oh, well, nice to meet. Oh, my boyfriend actually played a Dr. Chad one time. Yeah, on St. Elmo's Fire. Have you ever heard of that?
It was a failed pilot, a spinoff of the movie. Yeah, didn't really take off. He was an excellent pilot.
And I'm Dr. Chad. Nice to welcome to the joint, okay?
It's like, well, we're actually selling all of our joints. We had 97 joints, and we're selling them because the business partners couldn't get along, which is mostly Gordon's fault. And, you know, this is where it started, guys. This is the first place I ever cracked a bat.
Yeah, are you one of the doctors?
I am a doctor. I'm a doctor. Yes, I am a doctor.
No, you're not, Mia. What are you doing? Do you think Mia even had anything to do with this joint chiropractic? There's no
proof. At one point. But again, she really is acting like owning a joint chiropractic is like, I don't know, owning a factory somewhere. I don't know. Like, it's just like you're just a nameless franchise owner. And she's like, yeah, this is where we are. This is sort of like my stomping ground. By the way, is Dr. McDaddy, is he here? Where's Dr. McDaddy? And Dr. Chad is like, he had to go up to Virginia. I was told I had to come up with an excuse. Because, like, you know, Dr. McDaddy doesn't exist.
He doesn't exist because Dr. Chad is just like, go along with the delusional lady. You know, this lady is with the lady who's always at the zoo. You know, she's got to be crazy. So just go along. He's like, Dr. McDaddy.
So Mia's like,
I no longer own this location, but this one was one of my original babies. I still have 22 other locations that I'm going to be selling soon for concrete.
Like, I don't know. Her talking about the joint being one of her babies reminds me of what's her face being like,
like Tonky B. I'm like, please,
it's just a joint chiropractor.
And they're all just standing there in the lobby. It's like cricket sounds, and they're all just looking at each other like, okay, there's no tour of the office, there's none of that. It's just like,
well, this is where it all started, ladies. Stripping taught me something.
We're not
like hundreds of businesses, and Giselle goes, so is this your busy time? Because there's nobody in there, you know, and nobody comes in the whole time that they're
acting like they're on like a tour of like a GM plant. Like, like this.
I died when she said,
"Is this your Guinness, busy time?" We're at the Guinness tour again. Like, this is where Guinness beer started, a global sensation. Like, well, ladies, we are here. This is the joint chiropractic. This is where it all began. One of 13 franchises that we bought. Just soak it all in.
So Wendy's just like, this is not a good birthday thing. It's my birthday. So now they go to lunch and
they don't even get adjustments, right? They don't even get their backs cracked.
No, they just stand in the lobby for a minute and then decide to go to lunch. So they go to lunch and everyone gets a round of shots and Kieran's like, oh, I'll have a coffee, please.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a coffee. And I'll have that with cream and vermouth and vodka, but please don't put any coffee or cream in that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Would you like any soda pop?
Pop! Oh, flashback!
So then, yeah. I got it.
It's running over Pop.
On the media. Pop is still dead somewhere. The end of this episode is going to be like in loving memory of Pop. So they order. And then Giselle's like, well, I came and I got downloaded on the tea from Jassy. So I want to make sure. Kiana, are you okay? Yeah. I didn't like hearing that you were crying, you know, and all that. And she's like, I was very upset, Ashley. I was very, very upset. And she's like, Ashley, would you like to apologize? I'm just reopening a wound because it's fun for me. I could talk about my children going to college. Would anybody prefer that? It's like,
no. Okay, fine. We'll do this.
But it's my birthday. Yeah.
We know, Wendy.
Again, I'm confused at how Giselle went to a graduation ceremony, had a graduation reception, and then was able to get back to Lake Norman before lunchtime on The Real Housewives of Potomac. This is really bothering me. So my only explanation is that the reception that Giselle and Jamal held for their daughters happened on a future date, and they just edited it earlier. That's the only way this makes sense to me. And I know this is a point that I think -3 people care about, but it's on my mind, and this is a forum for honesty and transparency.
All right. Well, I hope that you one day get that figured out.
Thank you.
So, Kieran is like, you know, Ashley says, well, I already said I'm sorry. And Kieran is like, well, that was just piggybacking off Mia, in my opinion. And I was very offended, though, when you, of all people, dragging drug dealer. And Mia goes, why is it me of all people? She goes, because you have a very colorful past yourself. She goes,
a colorful past, not in the drug industry.
And she's like, well, strippers, drug dealers, I think they're kind of close. She goes,
that's not the same thing, baby. It's legal. Illegal, okay?
Just, well, I never sold drugs, but it was obviously very pressing for you to bring it up. And she's like, well, when you're a drug dealer, honey, it's kind of illegal. Being a stripper is not illegal. She goes, okay, well, selling ass is fine.
Jacqueline's like, not selling ass is fine. That's a prostitute, and I am here to stay. And Mia's like,
well, I called you on your shit, and you didn't deny it, so you know it's a fact.
She goes, okay. So what's my current man doing? And she goes, like, Giselle's like, oh, okay, we're going to move on. Okay, I didn't realize how annoying this fight actually was. I shouldn't have reopened it. Kiana's like, look at that security. While you're posted on the corner, mind that business.
So basically,
she's like, my man's got a real job now. So
yeah, whatever. And then Mia goes, oh yeah, a quote unquote social worker. Okay. What does that mean? Is social worker code for something bad?
But also, like, I think she's just, like, dismissing it, like, oh, that's real impressive. He's a social worker. Wow. And you call yourself glamorous. Says the woman who just gave them a tour of the first joint chiropractic she ever opened up. So Jassy's like, guys, I have an event. My man is being honored. And every year, the Super Bowl winning team gets to go to the White House. And I'm putting together a party. And I've made a huge point to invite all of the single men. And we don't know if these single men will be from the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm just going to suggest that they will. I mean, watch it just be like random people from like around the block. They're all going to show up thinking that they're going to be attached to a football player and then get to meet Taylor Swift. And it's just going to be some randos from Jassy's life.
So Jacqueline's like, oh, well, I want to come because I'm like in my whole workout mode now. I've literally lost 15 pounds from last year, which is why I'm basically running this show now. Am I right, girls?
It just makes me feel strong. Like, don't fuck with me, potentially Karen, who might be listening to this right now. Giselle's like, oh, are you saying that to Karen? Because I heard there was a lot. Do you guys want to fight again? Because I missed it. And Karen's like, no, I'm so busy dodging darts. I'm like this. Bing, 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 bing. I'm like a pedestrian in the 70s watching near a Dodge dealership, avoiding darts. Did that make sense, anyone? Or are you too young to understand that?
Remember? She's like Wonder Woman. Do you remember that show? Just dodging things. And she had underwear that were made out of metal. I used to think, God, how does anybody get into those underwear? It'd be really nice if she figured that out and would let us know. Sat there in the audience just watching that the other day. God, someone get my underwear off of me, please. It feels like metal. I'm just fun. Bing, bing, bing. That's right, Stacey. Keep deflecting.
What I would give to have an invisible car. Karen could get out of that DUI. What? I wasn't driving. I'm just merely walking, and by walking, slightly floating above the asphalt.
There would be another charge. It would be like reckless endangerment, driving an invisible car. Shame. Shame on you. Drunkenly.
It's not invisible. It's Belvedere colored.
It was Wonder Woman who had the invisible car, right?
She had an invisible plane,
actually. Oh. Yeah. What's the point of that?
An invisible car. I mean, because she could fly country to country, or she could, you know, take on monsters and they wouldn't see her coming and stuff. An invisible car is way worse. People just talk about
invisible cars. A terrible concept.
Yeah,
that's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do.
So then, Jacqueline's
she'd get rear-ended all the time. Let me tell you something. She would have permanent whiplash.
And Jacqueline's like, well, I feel like there's a lot of ass kissing around here today. Okay. And now they're getting back in the sprinters. And Giselle's like, well, I thought we were going to dinner tonight. And they are. They're going to Charlotte's Finest Rooftop Fahrenheit.
That's such a stupid name. Why were you? Everything's like amusing me this time around. When I watched the episode, I was like, this episode's boring. But now as we go through it, everything is cracking me up. I love that someone was like, let's build a rooftop bar in Charlotte and we'll call it Fahrenheit because it has height in the name. And the Fahren, we don't know what that has to do with anything, but it just seems fun. Let's go with it.
People are like, it's really hot up here. I'm sorry, but it's called Fahrenheit. So are you really going to complain?
I'm sorry, Americans only. If you have the metric system, you have to go to Celsius next week.
No kidding. Good luck with math on that one.
Oh my God, all those people who don't believe that. 32 degrees is freezing.
Okay, so now they're getting ready for dinner, and Eddie and Wendy talk. We get to see Zoe the puppy. Very cute. And then Jazzy FaceTimes with her boyfriend, and we can't really clear him. He just sounds depressed. She's like, hi, baby, how are you? He's like, it's okay, baby.
So she can't hear him very well. And so she says, you know, just like last year, he doesn't have a contract. And like, he doesn't know when his team, like what team he's going to play for. And, you know, it's like being fired. It's like Jacqueline, you know, and I really want to be available for him to talk if needed. But the signal's just so horrible. The calls are not going through, baby. So this is a bad relationship, because if you're freaking out that you can't talk because the signal is bad, that is the sign of a shaky ass foundation. Didn't we see this somewhere else? Where did we see this where someone couldn't speak to the person that they needed to speak to because the reception was bad and it caused like a meltdown?
Well, because it was obviously not the reception, but they just kept using that over and over. It's like they were the only person. Wasn't it on the Valley? They were like the only person that, sorry, but the reception was bad.
It was like, I need to get the good reception. Otherwise, it's going to be, it was like the.
Oh, no, was it Southern Charm? I don't know. Don't do this to me. So then,
somewhere.
Now they're just talking about the day and stuff. And Giselle and Ashley are gossiping about the girls. And then Ashley's like, yeah, you know, the Kay and Mia thing, that did kind of catch me off guard, you know, just going at it about the scar. And she's like, so do you want me to tell you my good news? And she goes, sure. She goes, okay, well, you know how I'm working on healing and thriving? And then we get a flashback to Ashley singing everybody her healing and thriving song. I think this is over.
Healing and thriving. Now I'm just surviving.
Surviving. Thriving. Having cream cheese with chives and
healing and driving, and let's not drunk or driving. And okay, that's enough, Ashley. We've changed all the lyrics to be about my run-in with the coppers.
So healing and thriving. Listen, music isn't something that should take you 20 years to adjust to get it ready for the public. We heard it. We don't need to hear it anymore, okay? You're not going to do something to it that's going to make it suddenly pop off the charts, okay? It's over. Healing and thriving's over. She's like,
but I put an EDM beat to it. So now it's like, healing and thriving, and now...
And Giselle's like, oh, God, why did I start a leggings company with this idiot? And she makes Giselle listen to it. And Giselle's like, oh, so EDM doesn't mean because it's not that at all. And Ashley's like,
well, it just means like girl power, you know? So now it's like girl power, healing and thriving.
Okay, that's enough.
I don't know. She sings the part live and it's just, I was like, ugh. Also, healing and thriving with an EDM beat, I think that song already exists. It's called Rhythm as a Dancer. Okay, let's not act like you came up with that melody. It's called Rhythm as a Dancer. Just listen. Just listen and you'll see.
So she's finding herself because these past couple of months have been totally different. Instead of pretending to be married to Michael and doing whatever she wants, she's been pretending to be married to Michael and doing whatever she wants. It's been really hard, guys. So now she's going to put her song to an EDM beat, and it's life changing.
Yeah, she has really leaned into what brings her joy and happiness, as opposed to all those other seasons where she was, you know, working in corporate America, so upset with her day-to-day 9-to-5 job that she famously had season after season after season, just, you know, pushing paper around, going to meetings, doing big things, as opposed to, you know, I don't know, doing yoga, I don't know. Doing more yoga, TikTok dances. I'm glad that she's finally leaning into what brings her happiness now.
So now the girls are all gathering to go out. And Mia's like, everyone, 8 minutes. And Jacqueline says, oh my God, somebody stinks. It's like stink pussy or something, right? Season 3 on its way.
They're all checking. Jacqueline smells Mia's crotch. She's like, it wasn't you. And even if it was you, I would never say so on TV because I am here to stay and I am not your sidekick, but I'll do whatever you need. So then they're just like laughing about the smell and like, you know, girl code, got to make sure my girl's not smelling like fish up in here. So then Karen's wearing like a small dress. Everyone's like, wow. She's like, I look like a hooker about to breastfeed. So anyway. They get in the Sprinter van.
Didn't really get that. So then they get in a Sprinter van and they get some housewives craziness going on. They decide to do something that we have never seen on these shows. And it's actually a nice breath of fresh air. They play Fairy
Fairy, fuck, kill. So who would you like to take a fairy with? Who would you fuck and who would you kill?
Yeah. And this went on for about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It just went on and on
and on.
on and on. It was like listening to Ashley singing happiness and thriving.
So then they go to the restaurant Fahrenheit, and Wendy's like, guys, it's my birthday and I'm gonna remember this birthday forever. And Karen's like, this was a good one. This was a good one. I mean, it was a lot better than my 2020-22-2555-444. I was basically just giving out phone numbers at this point. Am I right?
Carry the one. So then Wendy is like, you know, I usually just celebrate this birthday with Eddie. And in adulthood, I have like not done a celebration where I've invited outside people, mainly because I also live 2 hours away from the rest of the cast. But what I also realize is I never felt like people would celebrate me. And everyone's like, Wendy, not you. Come on, Wendy. She's like, no, it's funny because you all met me when I was 35. And when y'all met me, I just had a baby and I was so unsure of myself. Roll the footage of me being so unsure of myself and sad and meek at 35.
Never happened.
Just, I am a doctor. I've got 4 degrees.
Wendy literally gives another speech. Okay. I'm so sick of Wendy giving speeches. I love Wendy. I think Wendy's having a great season, but goddamn. So she gives another big, long speech about how she's been through so much and, you know, all her businesses and all of her this and all of her that. And then Ashley's like, you know what? This is where they all start giving speeches back to her. Ashley's like, you inspire me so much to be just like you. The way you, I don't know, quit your job. Quit the other job, then quit that other job. It's really inspiring, Wendy. Wendy's like, thank you so much, Ashley. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, birthday girl, it's my turn. I love where we are, specifically Fahrenheit, looking at the beautiful buildings of Charlotte, but also in our relationship. It's been stale for some time, and now it's rich. And I'm here for all of it, whatever it actually is. And I'm glad that we've been able to save our jobs by pretending to enjoy each other.
So then they joke about the vagina, flapping vaginas at each other. And Jacqueline's like, oh, so that did happen, huh? And Wendy's like, no, vaginas were not touched. Stacey says, wow, there's not a lot of women that I admire, Wendy. And I just have to say, I admire you. I love what you've been doing with your fries. They're crispier than usual. And that took some time getting used to, but they're delicious. And you can never go wrong with a Frosty. Am I right, ladies?
Jassy goes, I think that you're brilliant, creative, altruistic, and inspiring. And Giselle's like, what's altruistic? What's going on? Where's the altruism coming from? And Ashley's, oh no, she actually asks, what does that mean? And Ashley goes, oh, it means that you give to others without expecting anything in return. And Giselle's like, okay. And Jassy goes, I had expectations when I met not only the group, but you as well. And you did supersede those expectations, Wendy. You were a big superseder.
And what is supersedes? What is that?
Is that like when you get a lot of seeds at the garden store?
So then Karen's like, you are a wonderment. Yeah, I've said it. Said it. Now that's not a word, right? No, that's that. I don't think so, Giselle, but it is fun to keep you on your toes, Giselle.
You are a wonderment in how you take on so many challenges in your life and only do them a little bit before you move on to something else. That is a true wonderment. And you succeed in...
You're a sampler platter of half-baked job ideas. Congratulations.
I love that about you. You've been there for me. You've been there for me when I've been falsely accused by a traffic median of driving over it. So thank you for being a good friend.
So then Kierna is like, I just hope God continues to shine his light on you and just keep doing what you're doing because you've always been the glue for everything that I've been through. And for that, I love you. So did Kierna come on as Wendy's friend? I don't remember that.
I don't know what that Well, you know,
what
I
does that mean? Are they really close in real life?
Well, Wendy was, remember, Wendy was Team Candace, and so she was really, like, she took Kiara's side with the whole fight and everything, so maybe that's what that's about. So then Jacqueline is like, initially, when I met Wendy, it was very rocky, because she was basically looking at me like, who are you, okay? But there's definitely more warmth in you, as opposed to, bitch, why are you here? And as you can see, I am here to stay. I'm not just a fly-by-night girl. I basically am going to be a real housewife. I'm already like ready to start my iconic fourth season. So I don't know what your attitude was about, because clearly I'm America's favorite. In conclusion, Wendy sucks. Okay, happy birthday.
So now they toast to Wendy again. And then Ashley's like, well, cheers also to Stacey opening up and giving us her man government name, who has an IMDb. And Stacey's like, oh, I just feel like there's been so much focus on me when we haven't talked about Jazzy's man. Jazzy, let's talk about your man. That sounds fun. Like, you are so shady. You make it sound like you're being so sweet, and she's just handing this girl over to the wolves.
Yes. So Jazzy is like, oh, well, see what happens when you give children liquor. Okay, I guess we're going to direct the shade at me. Anyway, I am so thankful that you did ask about Darius, who does fuck me. Well, he's been the best thing that ever happened to me, and he is someone that I'm going to marry. And we've had some bumps in the road. The bumps are ages 3 and 5, and we've gone through those bumps. And, you know, he's a great father to two boys who were born within a range of, you know, 1 month to 3 years ago. And, you know, like, they were either there or they were already created before me. And the children are 3 and turned 1 a month ago.
I'm like, wait a minute. What? And she goes, yes. Well, so we were dating, but it wasn't really official. But then he had impregnated somebody. And like, oh, so he was cheating on you? No, we weren't official. So, okay. So you're putting up with a man constantly cheating on you and having babies with other people because he's rich. Okay. Gotcha.
Is it possible it went the other way around? Like, he was cheating on the baby mama with Jassy? I feel like that could be a possibility.
Yeah, like she was the other, yeah, she's like the other woman or something.
She's the other woman.
Yeah, scandalous. Yeah. But basically, you know, he's famous and he's rich. So he's going to get away with that. And they're like, oh, yeah, yep. Yeah, that's what it's like when you date a sports guy. Yeah, it's just how it is, you know. They're like, I've done it. Who said that they did it?
Mia, because Jassy goes, Mia, you know, a couple years ago when he and I were dating, she was maybe 2 or 3 months pregnant, so she was already pregnant before we even had sex, and he did not know, and that was the delay in me knowing. And they're like, and so Ashley actually does successful math. She goes, so you've been together 2 years, the baby is 1 year old, the first baby. The gestation for a baby is 9 months, so they had to have been dating for 3 months prior to him conceiving the second baby. Another 6 months, she finds out about the baby. So 2 plus 2 is not equaling 4 here.
Yeah. And, oh, Kieran is the one who's like, oh, yeah, I've seen this. I've been through this, because I dated someone who was in the league. And, you know, he had two women pregnant at the same time, and they happened to be twins. You know, and I dreamt about it, and then I saw the woman in my dreams. And they're like, wait a minute. Two sets of twins. I was like, no, don't interrupt her. I love her. Like, I know. A dream. He was having babies with multiple people, twins even. And then it turns out he was having twins with multiple people. Like, I need to know the side of her. And they just like totally shove it under the rug.
I know. She's like, there were twins. It happened to be that there were twins. And then they were switched at birth. So then one set went up to New York City. One stayed in Jupiter Hollow. But then the one set in New York City, they had to actually buy the hospital from Jupiter Hollow. And so then later on in life, the ones from Jupiter Hollow had to go to New York. Like, Kiara, I think it was not a dream. I think you just watched Big Business.
So oh, yeah, then Kieran is like, yeah, so it was two people pregnant at the same time. That's all I'm going to say. And for me, I couldn't do that. I just couldn't get past it. Which pregnancy did it for you? The first or the second? How many kids were here before Kieran was like, I'm out of here? Kieran has had a very interesting dating life. My God. She's dated an NFL guy who's had two sets of twins with two different women while he was dating her, and a drug dealer. Girl, what app are you on? It sounds like a fun one.
Mia's like, can you tell me what team he played for? He was straight. No, I mean, like, actual team. Oh, just leave me alone, Mia. She goes, well, no, tell me, because, like, what team he played for, because, like, that sounds really fucking familiar. I say that because the same thing happened to me, so I'm just trying to make sure it's not the same guy. Is it the Ravens? And everyone's like, oh, not the Ravens. And Keanu's like, no, he played for Jesus at this point. And bottom line is, if you date any form of a successful man, you should be prepared. And Giselle's like, even if he's not successful.
Yeah, you should be prepared. I was married to a preacher, and he was still pulling this shit. Okay, it's rumored that he just impregnated a very young parishioner 2 years ago. So I get it. Okay,
yeah,
at least yours caught balls. Okay, mine just catches confessions.
So Ashley is like, you know what? We support Jassy. This is not a conventional relationship, but I think this group, we're learning that not a one size fits all for everybody, which is my way of saying you can stop giving me shit about Michael Darby, because you all are in fucked up relationships.
Yeah, exactly. So then Giselle's like, oh, that just means he was cheating on you, girl. Okay, it's okay. You know, just say that. He cheated on you and you still want to be with him. Just say that. I had a dating Jamal storyline just last year. Okay, we've all been there. So Stacey's like, I would like to make a toast. Well, to toast, really, because isn't it wonderful? No one really thinks toast enough, but it's really always there for me. Also, Ashley Darby. God, who's married to a man who looked like toast. Ashley, you are just so inspiring. The way that you are so upfront and honest about everything makes me want to be as upfront and honest about everything as you are, which is why I'm not telling any of you bitches anything. Thank you.
You know, thank you. You're giving me the courage to be a little bit more open about talking about my life. And I'm a little bit more open, and then I'm a little bit more closed. I actually opened the door a little bit. I peeked in. I saw what was going on in the room, and I just closed it. So that was fun. You guys got all you need. So then they toast to her, and you know, Stacey is like thinking about how being a single mother and all that entails, you know, she'd be crazy not to ask these women who've had so many different life experiences how they've made it. So then more food arrives. They all have fun. They all go back home, and they're gonna go back and
Jacqueline keeps trying to be funny. She's like, oh my God, stank ass pussy, am I right? And they just look at her, and now she's like, yeah, we need to go back, and then you guys need to shower, because some of you guys really stink. It's a good one, right? And they just all look at her like, shut the fuck up, man. Who is this?
Can someone please let the staff at Fahrenheit know that when I said I'm here to stay, I didn't mean the actual restaurant. Okay, I know I'm going to break some hearts. That's what they call me, a heartbreaker. I am here to stay, though.
But just so not. Everybody's leaving, and they're like kind of bored at this point because, you know, it's been kind of boring. So they're getting up and grumble. And then Wendy goes, hey, but guess what? Not only am I 40, I got 4 degrees. And then she does that cackle, and everyone's like, oh, God, shut up. Please just shut up. So they leave, and then we wake up, and Wendy is just like, boom. Like, she just looks like she ran into a brick wall. You know, she's like, I went to bed at 3. And then we see blurry footage of the night before, people partying. And Stacey's like, hi, everybody. I did morning shows, so I was used to being up in the morning. I feel great. How are we?
Yeah. And everyone just looks like a mess. And then they're talking about Jassy, and, you know, like they're saying, like Mia's saying how, like, oh, well, no one wants to be the other girl. I see that as someone who is the other girl. And then Jacqueline's saying that Jassy and Darius are going to be getting a house together. And Mia's like, so I was assigned peace. I got a house. I like, she's like, no one wants to be the other girl, but I did get a house out of it.
And Jacqueline's like, oh, this is giving me goosebumps. So then Giselle is checking in with Wendy, and Karen's like, well, even though Mia sucked as a hostess, this trip helped me have something other to do than think about my cold case. So for that, I am grateful. And
they're like, wow, that was fun. That was fun. Let's go home. And they go home. And that was it for our little trip to Lake Norman. And now we return back to Potomac next week, where Karen will have to face the truth, the bitterness of that court case. Well, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, thanks everyone for being here, for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
We're fanning out for Bethany Fannin.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Ringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.